Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord.
first began in me, I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed. Yeah.
Must first begin
right now,
so your world
will be changed.
The light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Whether you know it or not, the world is looking at you, because the answer that they seek is on the inside of you. So I say, if they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find.
Hello.
Praise God. Oh, man of God. This is Deaconess Angela. Praise God.
Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome, man of God. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Thank you so much for asking. We also have our overseer, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, on the line. We want to thank her for joining us as well and give her the opportunity to speak. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning, man of God. God bless you all this morning.
Oh, praise God. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I'm well. How are you all?
I'm doing just fine.
With that said, I wanted to make sure I was on, join you guys for the last prayer in 2018. And so we must rev up, get ready, be excited, be ignited for what God is getting ready to do in 2019, as we're looking for the miracles of God and want to become those miracles of God, to share testimonies and draw those who have lost hope and feeling depressed and oppressed and feeling like they don't have any other reason to live. So I'm just got on today. I want to link my faith with you all and make sure that we are excited in God and encouraged in Christ Jesus for what he wants to do in and through our lives.
Amen. 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 I'm in agreement. And we have a caller with from the 872 area code. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. This is Laketra.
Good morning, Laketra. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Laketra, did you have a prayer request?
My prayer request is just for the body of Christ, just that we be unified in the spirit, be more sensitive to the voice of God, and be busy advancing the kingdom of God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning, sent thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we come together to walk in the authority of Jesus Christ and give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions, power of Jesus Christ given to us. Amen. Before we start, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests, your testimonies. You can ask biblical questions, questions about your life, things that you might be going through, and get biblical answers from men and women, knowledgeable men and women of God. Amen. You can engage the ministry as well. If you're in the Chicago area, you can take part in events or at least be present for those events. And again, connect with the body of Christ. If you don't have a church home, or if you do have a church home, you might be in a church that's very big and it may not be intimate. You may not be able to have an intimate relationship with that church, but here you can do that. So again, please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. So let's go ahead and move into prayer. And as always, we give thanks and worship as we before we start our prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you thanks for taking us through this year. Father, we thank you for the process, Father. We thank you for every revelation you've given us, Father. Father, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for giving us the strength to press through. Father God, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for every learned lesson, Father. We thank you, Father, for growing our faith, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we thank you, Father, for preserving our lives. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for answered prayers, answered promises. We thank you, Father God. We uplift your name this morning, Father. We magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We want to take this time specifically, Father, to seek you, Father, to be diligent in seeking you, Father. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you, Father. We welcome you, Father, as your word says, Father, that you inhabit the praises of your people. So, Father God, we give you praise right now, Father. We just want to praise you. Father, we want to honor you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name as we go forth in prayer, praise, and worship. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way. Word our mouths, word and guide our hearts. Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you, Father God. We magnify your name. Thank you, Father God. We uplift your name. Thank you, Father God. We just magnify your name, O Heavenly Father. We uplift your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift your name, Father, so that all men may be drawn unto you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for showing us your glory throughout the year, Father, over and over, Father, answering prayers over and over, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We magnify your name, Father. We give you praise, Father. We uplift your name, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we want to, as we go into the end of this year, Father God, we want to uplift the leaders, Father, of this world, Father. And we remind you of our prayers for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you would blow on their hearts, Father. Father, that you would surround them by anointed men and women, Father, your children, Father. Those that are saved and sanctified, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that you have prepared to speak to leaders, O Heavenly Father, to influence leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we want to remind you of the prayers for our president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would blow on his heart. Father, that you would lead him and guide him, Father, to do the things, Father, that you desire. Father, we come against every evil spirit, Father, every evil devil, Father, that is attached or assigned to him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind up their works right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, the nation, our president, his family, Father, shall not eat the fruits, Father, of the work of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you, Father, the prayers to surround him, Father, with anointed men and women of God. Father, men and women after your own heart, those that are seeking you, those that are hearing you, those that are obedient to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, blow on his heart and the hearts of the leaders of this world, Father, that they might receive salvation, Father, that their families might receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the prayers, the same prayer that we have prayed, Father, for our Congress, Father, our representatives, Father. Father, our judges, Father, from the Supreme Court all the way down. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for policemen, Father, in this nation and around the world, Father. Father, that you are speaking to them, O Heavenly Father, that you are blowing on their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you are softening their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you are surrounding them, Father, with anointed men and women of God. Men and women, Father, even children after your own hearts, your own heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they are merciful. Father, that they are professional, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they are caring, Father, and Father,
thank you, Father God. Father, we just praise your holy. stripes we are healed, Father. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to pray for the city of Chicago. Father, we want to pray for the city of Atlanta, the city of New York, the city of L.A., Kansas City, Father, and the cities throughout this nation, Father. Father, we come against violence, O Heavenly Father. We come against the spirits of division, Father, that have engulfed this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against these things right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare a spirit of peace over this nation, O Heavenly Father. Father, the spirit of unity over this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of division. We bind the spirit of racism today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come up against the homelessness, Father, and lack and hunger, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we ask you to care, make a way, open the door, Father, for the homeless person, Father, for those that are hungry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We pray, Father, that homelessness, hunger, Father, is eradicated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to pray for marriages, Father, relationships, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you just have your way in marriages, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Your will be done in holy matrimony, Father. Your will be done in the lives of husbands and wives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father. We want to uplift the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against and we bind the spirits of division, Father. We decree and declare, Father, a spirit of unity, Father, a unification, Father, the body of Christ, Father, of the members of the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Strengthen your people, Father. Give us a spirit of boldness, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father, to walk in love. Elevate our love walk, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Elevate our seeking of you, Father. Let us be diligent in seeking you, Father. Let us be diligent, Father, in developing fellowship with you, Father. Sharpen our ears. Let our ears become keen to what you are saying, Father. Father, we ask for revelation, Father, this in 2019. Father, we ask for revelation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. And as always, Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have and you will give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And we pray, we decree and declare that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, is and may be enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, your people, your children, the saints. and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. So, Father God, as we close, Father, we just pray, O Heavenly Father, that you, Father, will have your own way. Father, that you are entrenched in the lives of the Indonesian people, Father. The body of Christ, O Heavenly Father, that is being persecuted, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that you have given your angels charge over these individuals and all of those, O Heavenly Father, that are going through trial and tribulation, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Those that have gone through unnatural disasters, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that your will be done in their lives as your will is being done in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, all these things, Father, that we have spoken, Father, before you, Father, we have decreed and declared in Jesus' mighty name, they are so. And we say amen. Deaconess, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Definitely. Praise God. We just thank you, God. We continue to praise and magnify you. Lord, continue to give your name all the glory. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence even now on the line. God, we thank you for 12 months of your presence. We thank you for Saturday after Saturday after Saturday of your presence on this line. We thank you, Lord God, for all the miracle signs and wonders that have come forth, God, through prayer. We God, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would search our hearts, God. That you would search our hearts. If there is anything in it that's not like you, Lord God, we ask that you would forgive us right now. Even before we continue to finish out the prayer of 2018, God, we want to make certain that as we finish, God, that we finish strong. So we ask that you would search us. Search our thoughts, search our mind. We ask, God, if you see any unforgiveness, if we've held anybody in unforgiveness, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we forgive them. And God, we ask that you would forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we repent of it, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity yet again to come before your throne of grace and receive mercy. Thank you, God. God, we cannot thank you enough. We cannot praise you enough. We cannot exalt you enough for everything you've done all throughout this year. God, you've literally brought miracle after miracle. You've brought healings. You've brought deliverance. You've brought finance, God. You have been faithful. God, we call you faithful. Your word says that you will be faithful in the assembly. And God, we come together to declare your faithful, hallelujah, to declare your faithfulness. You have been faithful to us, God, and we thank you. You have changed not. We thank you. You have done great and mighty things. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have gratitude on today. We have gratitude on today. We have gratitude on today. And we have hope, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, that you see all, you hear all, and you are in the midst of all. And we thank you for it. Because thank you, God, you did not give us a stone when we asked for bread. You did not give us a snake, God. You gave us fish. You gave us what we needed all throughout this year, God. Even when we didn't understand or we thought we needed something else, God, we thank you for being faithful to your own sovereignty. Being faithful to your own sovereignty. Knowing what we call Romande Kasearabasi. Knowing what we call Romanande Korabase. Roshe Kadidiasata. Knowing what we need, even when we thought we knew. Thank you. Thank you, Sekorabasi. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's what you've built, Rikandiriasata, in this year that will prepare us for next year. And God, we thank you. We are excited. We are excited. We are grateful. We are looking forward, Father God. We are pressing forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are thankful for all that you're going to do in 2019. We're thankful for the greater healings. We're thankful, Father God, for the things that you're going to do in the city of Chicago. We're thankful, Father God, for the things you're going to do in Illinois and all throughout the nation. We're thankful for how you're going to move in this country. We're thankful, Father God, for how you're going to bring, Father God, those back into the body that have been disconnected. You are faithful. You told us in times past that, Father God, those that left, Father God, they'll return. You told us if we keep praying for our loved ones, they will get saved. Thank you, God. We believe you for the return. We believe you for household salvation. We believe you because you are faithful. We are thankful. We are thankful for your faithfulness today. God, you say, you said if we come to you, God, that you would deliver us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for the things that happened in 2018 to prepare us for greater deliverance in 2019. We're thankful. Thank you, Jesus. You have been faithful to the prophetic words you've spoken over our lives, for the apostolic decrees that you have released. You have been faithful. And God, we thank you. We koranande korabasi. Even when we don't understand how, we know dekande robasi, and we believe you have been faithful. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for the stretching and the growing of our faith. We thank you. We thank you as we walk out and continue to believe your faithfulness, even when we don't see it. We thank you, God. Thank you, Abba. We thank you. Abba, you're awesome. Abba, you're mighty. Abba, you're righteous. Abba, you're excellent. Abba, you're you are powerful. Abba, there's nobody like you. We love you on today. We love you on this morning. We're grateful for the things that you're doing. We're grateful for how you're going to move in even in a greater way and bring forth greater unity in the body. We thank you, because your word said that you come for one bride without spot and blemish. Thank you for how you prepared us in 2018 as a body. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for unity. We declare unity in the body. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know your word says many parts, but one body. Many members, but one body. thank you, God. We thank you for all the networking and the unification that's happened through various churches all throughout the city of Chicago, the various things that have come forth with different congregations, different leaders coming together. God, we thank you for AE, and we say, we thank you for the covenant ministries with power and light. We thank you for many members coming together to be one body, believing you, God, that if you've given us an order, we'll execute it. That you can lead us, although we might have many various giftings, various anointings, but God, you're still the head. God, we thank you for the body on today. We encourage all those that are in the body on this morning to continue to believe you because you're faithful. Hallelujah. I thank you personally, because my friend could have been dead yesterday, but you were faithful. You were faithful. You healed him. Hallelujah. Roshe kandidididididididiosata. You healed him. Rokonanananamamanidididididiosaya. Roshe kandidididididiosata. And we declare your faithfulness. We declare your faithfulness. You are faithful to us, God. And we thank you. You have healed over and over and over and over again. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we praise you for who you are. We exalt you for being awesome. We magnify you for being faithful. God, we are excited about what you're going to do in 2019 because we know, God, you have prepped us 2018 and you have been faithful all throughout it. And God, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Deaconess. Apostle, did you want to pray this morning?
Yes, I believe I just want to release some declarations. I was reading a prayer book from Apostle Eckhart that he'd written for heaven to be released on earth, and I just wanted to pray. Read these out loud for us and all those who are listening in and tuning in, and just even by faith, they're tuning in and linking their faith with us for some different outcomes in 2019. You know, even salvation is made through confession of our mouth. And so we have to begin to once again decree things. The Bible says, if thou will just decree a thing, so shall it be. So I want to say these things out loud, read them out loud to everybody, because I want to once again just ignite the hope and encourage someone's heart who feels like what they're in right now has been forever or won't go away, it'll go on forever. But Satan is a liar. You know, he don't rule nothing. He has no Amen. Power.
Amen.
He doesn't have anything. He's only allowed that we submit or give permission to. And even me, you know, serving a reminder to myself that just because the weapon form, and I'm looking at the weapon, it doesn't mean it gets to prosper. That's biblical. That's in the Word of God. So just want to remind us of how much power that we have. Want to remind us that we are the sons and daughters of God and that He loves us. He said, above all, I wish that thou would be of health, even as thy soul prospers. So once again, just being able to walk in health, and not just health of our bodies, but health in our minds, health in our spirits, and that our souls are healthy
in him. So we have a lot of abundance that we can live in, but we got to begin to declare again, believe again. That term, I think that was 2017, Macy's had the term belief written all over their shopping bags, and the tenor players had it on their shoes. And come on now, if the world have it, what about us? Do we still believe? Have we gotten that battle weary that we've lost our belief? So I just want to read these. I don't want to go on with a whole lot of talking, but I want to go on with a whole lot of word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so I am just going to declare some things, and I want you all to even begin to speak in your heavenly language, that God will begin to bring these things forth in us and through us to those that we are connected with, so we can begin to see what it is God said we will be. So we will be righteousness will be revealed in us according to Isaiah 56:1. It will be called trees of righteousness, Isaiah 61:3. Righteousness and praise will spring forth amongst the nations, Isaiah 61:11. The Messiah will bring in everlasting righteousness, according to Daniel 9:24. The new man, the new believer even, will be created in righteousness, Ephesians 4:24. The new covenant will administrate righteousness, 2 Corinthians 3:9. Hallelujah. The scepter of the kingdom will be righteousness, Hebrews 1:8. The righteousness will flourish, amen, in the days of Messiah, the kingdom, Psalm 72:7. How marvelous it would be when the plans of God for his kingdom can permeate every corner of this earth. The Bible tells us the righteousness will be planted in the land. That's according to Isaiah 60:21. Can you imagine the time when America has so many righteous believers planted throughout its regions that our entire nation is known in today's world as a righteous land? Can you just imagine? Can you just believe? Hallelujah. It is God's plan to fill the world with righteousness. We want our children saved. We want our grandchildren saved. We want a saved nation. I had an opportunity on yesterday to go into a store. The store was called Altered State. I believe I could say it on the radio wave. I don't want to get in trouble, but I've said it. And I looked at the store. It was a very unique store. And I'm even going to venture out and tell you all, it's in Water Tower. And the reason why I'm mentioning it is because this store had all these, although it had beautiful clothes, beautiful slippers and nightgowns and so on and so forth, it had scriptures between the clothes, up on the walls, standing up on poles. And I can remember a time, thanks to God, that you couldn't even say Jesus hardly in public. You couldn't definitely, I owned a boutique, and according to the management of the mall, you couldn't declare or put statements of belief out in public. You understand me? God, the Chronicles tells us, it's my people which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. What did it say? Then I will heal the land. I believe there's a healing that's getting ready to come forth in the land, that the world is allowed, we as righteous people, to declare him and declare his word, declare scriptures in the boutique malls. Come on, God. I believe that the turning of the wicked is turning their ways. And God said he'll heal the land. But he said if, so he has a people that need to turn. He have a people which are called by his name to humble themselves. When the last time we really, really humbled ourselves and prayed? And I'm not saying that the people are not. There's a group of people, I'm telling you, I know they on the wall. I know certain circumstances should have looked differently, but they came out according to the plan of God. So I know there's people on their knees. I know there's people being the Nehemiah wall. But what I'm asking you is, do you understand how much power we have to the point that these people were able to open up a store, put scriptures, literally put them in between the clothes while you shopping? You're going to read the word of God. Come on, hallelujah. That blessed my soul. That might be little to somebody else, but me being an ex-boutique owner, I know the bureaucracy. I know the even the atheism. I know how hard it was to even publicize that you was a faith believer, that you love God. So there's a statement of faith that's going forth throughout the land, and we need to begin to pray for the continuous righteousness, those scriptures that I just read, to be forth in this land. 2019 needs to look like the prayers that we prayed throughout 2018. Why don't we see the manifestation a little bit greater, a little bit more often, a little bit sooner than what we've been saying? Come on, God. We saints of God, we got to be able to be that statement of faith. I know somebody right now said, the Lord told her, be the change you want to see. I'm going to have her to pray. But be the change you want to see. Be the righteousness you want to see. Be the salvation you want to see. Be the miracle you want to see. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself to be that miracle? Because you know there's going to be a test to bring forth the miracle. But you got to stand flat-footed and flint-faced and know that God is going to bring you through so that your name can now be changed and you are the miracle. I hope that the saints of God, even those, everybody listening under the sound of my voice, hears God today. What is your declaration for 2019? What is the manifestation of your life going to look like in 2019? Are you willing to submit, hallelujah, and become that living sacrifice like Job had to do? Job went all the way to the ground. Everything he owned became ashes, even his wife and children. Are you willing to be ashes for God? He said he'll give you beauty for the ashes. Come on, Jesus. So I just want to release this woman of God to you all, that she can pray some things as well, as we're all trying to bring manifestation into this earth and allow God to be God, truly be God in and through our lives. Minister Lakeisha, please. Hallelujah.
Father God, we just thank you for this awesome and amazing morning that you have made, that we're rejoicing and being glad in it. We're excited about you. We're excited about what you're doing. Father, we're excited about the body of Christ. We're excited about the maturity that's upon the body of Christ. Thank you that you're taking us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. We thank you, Father God, that you're causing us to become more and more skilled in the word of righteousness, and we're calling those things that be not as though they were. We thank you, Father God, for the manifestations of the sons of God that's taking place in the earth realm. Thank you, Lord God, that apostles are manifesting, prophets are manifesting, evangelists are manifesting, teachers and pastors, oh God, and doctors and lawyers and nurses, oh God, all throughout the kingdoms of this world, your sons are manifesting. And we decree and declare that the kingdoms of this world are beginning to submit themselves to the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that a greater advancement of the kingdom of God is taking place more now than ever before. We thank you, Lord God, that the gospel of the kingdom is being preached day and night, night and day, with miracles, signs, and wonders following us because we believe. Father, we choose to take you at your word. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. If you say something, it shall come to pass. You're true to your word, Dad, and we thank you that we can count on your word. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful to your word, for you have set your word above your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Daddy God, for your promises that are yes and amen. Lord, we rejoice in that. We're excited about that. We delight ourselves in that, oh God. And we look forward to the great days ahead, oh God, because you have already promised. You've already said yes, oh God, and we thank you. Hallelujah, oh God. We bless you, oh God. So, Father, we will not lose hope, oh God, but we rejoice, oh God. We put our confidence and hope in your word, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And so we give you glory and honor, Father, for the great things, oh God, that you place in our pathways to do in this earth realm, Father. We thank you for every kingdom assignment. We're excited about the assignments, oh God, that you've given us. We thank you, Lord God, that the people of God are hearing with clarity and understanding what their assignments are. Thank you that purpose of life is speaking more now and louder than ever before in the people of God. And we decree and declare, oh God, that we are possessing the paradigm of the kingdom, a takeover mindset, that we understand we didn't come into this earth realm to compete. We came to take over, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we would not be silent any longer, oh God. But as the woman of God said, we would decree and declare what thus says the Lord. For you made us a kingdom of priests, oh God. You made us to rule and to reign in this earth realm. So we decree and declare a great awakening is taking place in the body of Christ, oh God. Hallelujah. No longer being lullabied to sleep by religion. But we decree and declare we're putting our hands to the plow. We're not looking back, oh God. We're being bold as lions. And we're refusing to back down from the truth. Hallelujah. Standing on your word, oh God. Knowing that your word is the most powerful force in this universe that is able to change any circumstance and situation. Hallelujah. For Jesus is your word, and the word is Jesus. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And there is no other name by which we can be saved except that name, oh God. So we decree and declare that name is greater than any other name. Thank you. For the rights, the power of attorney that we have to use that name, oh God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare we are using the tools, the strategies, the techniques that you've given us as your sons. And we're being busy taking care of our Father's business. We thank you for it, Father God. So we just praise you right now. We're excited, even as the man of God prayed for what you're doing in the city of Chicago. We decree and declare the spirit of oppression has no place in Chicago. We bind and rebuke that demon and render it powerless and ineffective over this city. We decree and declare every tax that's on the people of God in this city is bound and cast down, is broken off of the people. All the bad taxes, all the taxes that's been loosed on the people, they hinder the people from prospering. We bind and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. And we decree and declare the people of God are prospering more now than ever before. Thank you, Daddy, for innovative ideas to prosper, oh God, creative ideas to prosper your people, oh God. We decree and declare the spirit of poverty, lack, fear, depression, oppression, hallelujah, condemnation, guilt, shame is bound and cast down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, and we decree that no longer are your people held up, stagnated. But we thank you again that enlightenment is taking place. Hallelujah, in the hearts of your people. And the souls of your people are being made whole. The souls of your people are being restored right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Daddy God, emotionally your people are being healed. your people wills, hallelujah, being restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the imagination of your people are being restored. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The minds of your people are being restored. The intellect of your people are being restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your people beginning to dream again. Yes, Daddy God. And we bind every demon and devil that's a dream killer right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. The Lord Jesus rebukes you. And we decree and declare, oh God, every false apostolic dream, every false prophetic dream is bound and cast down in the name of Jesus. We call forth, oh God, true apostolic and prophetic dreams in this earth realm, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, thank you that you're making a difference in this earth realm. You're revealing, oh God, who's on your side and who's not. You're revealing, oh God, who you're using and who you're not, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that people's eyes are open to see what it means to be a kingdom citizen, what it means, oh God, to be a son of God. Father, thank you that we as the people of God are commending ourselves to you wholeheartedly, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, David God. No longer are we being lukewarm, oh God, but we are being totally committed to your will, your purpose, and your plans. So we take authority over every spirit that comes to distract your people. We bind and rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Every agent of the devil that's a distraction, we take authority over and we cast out their assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we praise you that you're perfecting your love, perfecting your grace, perfecting your peace, perfecting your wisdom on the inside of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Perfecting your will, for it's you that both willing to do your good pleasure in us. And we say thank you for that, oh God. Hallelujah. We rest in you, Daddy God. We trust you, Lord. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify your name. For you are great. You are good. You're awesome. You're amazing. You're deserving of praise. You're deserving of worship. You're deserving of adoration. Lord, we just say thank you this morning for your faithfulness, your commitment to your people. God, we rest in that, and we're excited, hallelujah, about the days ahead because of that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, even for the prayers of the righteous that are availing much, the people that have prayed on this prayer line this morning. Daddy, we thank you, hallelujah, for every prayer warrior, God. And we release the people's names in the atmosphere. Allow prayer warriors to pick them up in the realm of the spirit. People that are standing on the wall, oh God, we standing on the wall for them, oh God, every gap standing right now, God, every intercessor and prayer warrior. We thank you for them, oh God, and we bless them. We decree and declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against them in judgment, they're shown to be in the wrong. Father God, thank you. Now your word is sanctifying your people, causing your people to rise to new dimensions and heights and depths in you and your word. My God, we praise you. Hallelujah. For the power that's being released through the prayers of the righteous. Now God, we just decree and declare, even as a word that went forth this morning, that we take hold of the ends of the earth and we shake evil out of its place. Every assignment of hell, death, and destruction loosed in the earth realm today, we rebuke it. We cast it out in Jesus' name. We take authority over the spirit of premature death by heart attacks and strokes and accidents, premature death by gunshot wounds, knives. We bind and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that steps are rerouted. Angels are released on the scene. Cars and vehicles are being rerouted. Planes are standing in the air today. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your angels being released to protect your people, to cast out the assignments of the enemy. Father, you told us to go. We want us to bring light everywhere darkness is. Bring life where death is, oh God. Bring healing where sickness and disease is. We are the people of life, oh God. We are, oh God, the rulers of this world. Father, thank you for that paradigm being ours right now in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the spirit of complacency. to places here right now in the name of Jesus. And because of all the farjiness in Jesus' name, we take authority over it. And God, we thank you that you're causing us to arise and shine, knowing that your glory is upon us. My God, today, hallelujah, we belong to you, oh God. Yes. So we thank you, Lord God, that right now, hallelujah, that your people have been released from debt. We thank you, Father God, and we rebuke the spirit of, hallelujah, of debt and oppression right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare supernatural debt cancellation is taking place right now. Hallelujah. All throughout this earth realm, oh God. Yes, medical bills, oh God, school loans, mortgages, oh God, car payments, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that you, oh God, are releasing your people from it right now. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Any way you want to do it, Dad, and we're satisfied, oh God, and we praise you right now. We give you glory, oh God, for glitches in the computer system, oh God, cause of cancellations, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, just you touching the hearts of the owners, oh God, and calling them, oh God, hallelujah, the names of your people to rise up in their hearts and in their canceling debts right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Daddy God, you're releasing money to your people to pay off debts right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree it and declare. You said the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So we call money out of the unseen realm, oh God. We call money from the wicked into the hands of the righteous right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it unto us with no hindrances, no holdups, no setbacks, and no delays. We call it into our hands, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare we have the wisdom of God to do exactly with this money, hallelujah, what you've given it to us to do in Jesus' name, hallelujah, oh God. So we thank you right now. You're blessing us to be a blessing, oh God. Even as the man of God prayed, oh God, we decree and declare the homeless are being taken care of right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, even as I'm believing for homeless shelters to go for, kingdom shelters to go for all over this world, oh God. I decree and declare a place of refuge for the homeless, oh God, that they will be restored in their souls, oh God. No longer be homeless on the inside, Father, so therefore no longer be homeless on the outside. I thank you, and I decree and declare it is so in the name of Jesus. Your people are being taken care of, oh God, the widows, the elderly, oh God, the orphans, oh God. We thank you that the body of Christ is busy doing the ministry, hallelujah, the work of the ministry in this earth realm. So, Father, even on that note, we pray for the fivefold ministry teams to be released in this earth realm, oh God. Hallelujah, for they are to prepare your people. So, Father, we call for the apostles to wake up, the prophets to wake up, the evangelists to wake up, the teachers and the pastors to wake up, hallelujah, and put our hands to the plow, hallelujah, unified in the spirit. No longer competing with one another. We bind and rebuke that demon again in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father God, that we have a hunger and thirst for righteousness and a hunger and thirst to see your family be busy being the family of God in this earth, being the light of the world, the salt of the earth, my God, today. So we thank you. You've already empowered us, oh God. You've already equipped us. Now, God, help us to rise up and walk in what you've already done in and through us because of who we are in Christ Jesus. My God, help us. Help us to get up, oh God. Help us to be busy advancing your kingdom and to not be distracted by the things that the world are doing, oh God, and the things that they're distracted by. Father, help us to understand kingdom business. My God, today, we take authority, oh God, over all spirits of materialism right now in the name of Jesus. The love of money, we bind and rebuke it in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we will not sell out for filth and lucre. God, money would not be our God. God. We choose to worship you, Lord God Almighty. We choose to honor you. We choose to exalt you. We choose to bless your name. We choose to be about your business in this earth realm, oh God. Daddy, life is about you. Jesus, this thing is all about you. He is all about doing your will. It's all about doing what's on your heart. It's all about revealing you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, everything we do, it's all about revealing you. So we thank you right now, even for the rivers of living water that's flowing out of the bellies of your people to water the souls of the people in the earth realm. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Even as the people have been spiritually dehydrated, we thank you that rivers of living waters are flowing in the name of Jesus. Ah, God Almighty. And people are understanding that you are Daddy God, and that they can trust you as Daddy God. They can trust you as Jehovah Jireh. They can trust you as Jehovah Nissi. They can trust you as Jehovah Rapha. They can trust you as Elohim. They can trust you as Emmanuel. They can trust you as Jehovah Tsikanu. They can trust you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. They can trust you as God. They can trust you. They can put their confidence and hope in you. God, they can believe again. They can rest in there. They can trust their families with you, their children, oh God. Hallelujah. Their spouses, Daddy God. They can trust you with their businesses, oh God. They can trust you again with their cities and states and nations, oh God. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. So we just praise your Father. Ah, Jesus, for what you're birthing forth in this earth realm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yeah, God. Thank you for what you're birthing forth. And Father, we release the gift in the body of Christ. We call forth an awakening of the gifts right now. Every spirit of Jezebel that comes to shut the mouth of the prophets up, we bind and rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every spirit that comes to oppress the people, to hinder them from operating in their gifts. We bind and rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we call forth every gift right now in the body of Christ. For you give them to us, oh God, for the advancement of your kingdom. Now we command them to operate, to function in the name of Jesus. Ah, when no hindrances hold us, setbacks or delays. Hallelujah. We bind all condemnation, all shame that will oppress these gifts. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare no longer the people of God looking back. We're forgetting those things that are behind us. And we're pressing forward to that which is ahead, pressing toward the upper call of God in Christ Jesus. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah, God. And we're being busy preaching the gospel of the kingdom, casting out demons, laying hands on the sick and they're recovering, speaking with new tongues, oh God. Thank you, Daddy God. We decree and declare with one heart and one mind, we are believers. We are believers. We are believers. That will not be a cliche. That will not just be a word, a buzzword. Father, that will be a matter of our hearts in the name of Jesus. We decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People will know, God, that we believe you and that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we know and understand it's the power of God unto salvation because we believe, hallelujah, Jesus, and we choose to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Daddy, we thank you right now. There are many things you prepared for us already in the realm of the Spirit, and we refuse to live beneath the life that you predestined us to have in the name of Jesus. Now, we thank you for the houses, the cars, the lands, the property, the buildings you want us to have because there's much work you want us to do in this earth realm. Yes, you want us to enjoy life, but you want us to be busy too, helping others. So we thank you right now that we possess all that we need to be effective in doing that. Your word declares to us that you've already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So, Daddy, everything that we need to complete our assignments is already ours. Now teach us, instruct us, and counsel us how to pull it out of the unseen realm into the seen realm. Hallelujah, that we can be effective in doing what's on your heart, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for raising our water level, oh God. Thank you for raising our water level. Thank you for raising our water level, giving us, oh God, a desire to get back in your word more than ever before. Even as they've been saying this morning, to get back in your face of prayer. Daddy, with our heart and our mind, to be totally relational with you, knowing that it's about being relational with you all day long, all night long, being open to what you might say, to what you might do, and being ready to not just be hearers, but to be doers of your word. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you so much for hearing us, for your word declares so that you hear, your ears are attentive to the prayers of the righteous. Oh, God, you delight in being good, and we want to put your goodness on display. And Jesus, we can't do it without you. We need you. We need your amazing grace to do it. Hallelujah. We rely upon your grace. We cannot do it in our own strength. We see what that's like now. We cannot. We don't want to. We rely upon your grace to do all that you predestined us to do. We rely upon your grace. We do. We do. We embrace your amazing grace. Your power to do for us what we can't do for ourselves in this earth realm. We rely upon your undeserved favor. We rely upon it, oh God, your benefits. My God, we rely upon your favor. Hallelujah. Your charisma, God, we rely upon it. We rely upon it, Lord. So we renounce self-will this morning. We renounce selfishness this morning. God Almighty, we love you, Daddy God. Expand our borders and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be upon us that we may be free from pain and evil, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we praise you. We love, honor, and adore you. We magnify your holy name. Jesus, it's such a privilege and an honor to be with you, to be in you. It's a privilege and an honor to co-labor with you in this earth realm, Jesus. We will not take that lightly. We won't play with it, Jesus.
Thank you, Mama God.
We bless you this morning. Now we thank you for the sound that we released this morning as a people of God, collectively for every prayer, even sounds that others are releasing. Concerning your will, we thank you that it's causing a vibration to go forth throughout this earth realm, causing the dead to be awakened, the spiritually dead, even some naturally dead, somebody that have left this earth realm prematurely. Father, we call forth an awakening in them right now, that they will come back into this earth realm and complete the assignment that you place on their lives. God Almighty, you've given us that power. Now help us to believe you on that level. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you're destroying disbelief, unbelief right now. All wrong teaching, all wrong paradigms from wrong teaching, hallelujah, from false doctrines and false teachings, we bind and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We cast out all negative words associated with religion and traditions of men and doctrines of men that have hindered your people from taking you at your word. We cast that down. For, Father, you said the traditions of men make the word of God of none effect. Well, we decree and declare that will not be our case in the name of Jesus. Lord, we choose to believe you. If you say it, we can do it. If you say it, we can do it. If you say it, we can do it. So we choose to believe you, Father. Our hope and confidence is in you. And we give you permission. Be God in us. be God through us, even as you're being God to us. We appreciate you, Daddy. We love you. We adore you. You're a good daddy. You're a good daddy. You're a good daddy. You're faithful to your word. My God, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy God. Thank you. And so we just praise you for our black males. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. Every negative word that's been spoken in our black males, against our black males, over our black males, we pluck those words up, every plant in them that you didn't plant, we pluck it up, destroy it, and overthrow it in the name of Jesus. Every false image that's been over them, we bind and rebuke it. Every false image that's been operating in them, we pull it out in the name of Jesus. And we replace and loose in them right now the word of the Lord. We loose the anointing of Christ. We loose, oh God, the power of God to rise up on the inside of them, cause them to rise up, being the great men of valor, the great men of God, the great men of wisdom that you called them to be before the foundation of the world. We speak to them, oh God, and we say, arise, for the Lord has need of thee, for you are great men of God. Hallelujah. You are great fathers. You are great CEOs. You are great businessmen, great, oh God, councilmen. You are great governmental men. We decree and declare, oh God, that our black males, hallelujah, being all that you created them to be before the foundation of the world, right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for wives, we pray for mothers, we pray for grandmothers and uncles and aunts, that people will be slow to speak and quick to hear what the Lord is saying concerning black males. And we will only speak and tell the black males what you've spoken concerning them, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you for the paradigm shift that's taking place in our black males right now. And we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the spirit of premature death over their lives in Jesus' name. We take authority over the spirit of fear. Their hearts will not fail because of fear. We bind and rebuke that demon in Jesus' name. We bind it. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We take authority over that slave mentality. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree they possess the paradigm of the kingdom, the paradigm of kings and priests in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that their hearts are being cultivated to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. All false religions, we uproot that out of them now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare no longer they're being bound by Muslim teachings, oh God. Buddha teachings, oh God. Even the black Hebrew teachings, oh God. For your word, oh God, is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let that ring throughout their hearts, oh God. Let that be the revelation that they grab hold to, oh God. For at the end of the day, all that matters is Christ, what you do for Christ. Let that ring throughout their hearts, oh God, that they'll no longer be bound by the past, oh God. Help them to see themselves past being a black man to being a kingdom citizen and a son of God, where there is no color. For in the realm of the spirit, there is no male and female, no black and white, oh God, no Jew or Greek. There's only Christ. So, Father, help them to see in that dimension, hallelujah, so that they can operate in that place. So we bind and rebuke the spirit of deception that have deceived the black males, hallelujah, even the black race. No longer will we look at it being a black and white thing. Help us to see the tactics of the enemy and not be deceived, oh God, by him. Thank you for that, Father. Yes, we decree and declare the spirit of deception, and self-deception is powerless and ineffective against your people. We call forth the light to shine brightly in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we won't be sleep like the world, but we'll see, hallelujah, the tricks of the enemy, for you would not have us to be deceived. So, God, help us to see from your perspective in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Father God, and we thank you again this morning. Now, Father, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, for we don't know what to pray for. It's your Holy Spirit that teaches us, that pray through us. We thank you for that. God, you've done so much for us already. open our eyes to see. Open our eyes to see. Open our eyes to see. The man of God, pray to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we would know the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance for the saints in Christ Jesus. Always fill us with the knowledge of your will and our spiritual wisdom and understanding that we always walk worthy of your daddy, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work. Cause us to rise up and to walk in that place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. We stand in agreement, Father, with those prayers and declaration. And as your word, law says, oh, Heavenly Father, where there are two or more of us that agree on anything on earth, it'll be done for us by you, the Father.
Yes,
Father, we remind you of that law, Father, in the mighty Father, and we look forward to the full manifestations, Father, of every prayer, decree, and declaration this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your leading and your guidance. Through us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for using us, Father, to allowing us to be the vessels, Father, that you have operated in today and this year, Father. We look forward to being the vessels, Father, that you will use mightily, Father God, in 2019, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do decree all these things to be so. Thank you, Father God. Again, welcome to FMFC.
Wonderful Savior.
Commanding your morning. And again, we just ask you to go to our Facebook page and like the page. Here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave your prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions. You can post questions concerning your lives. You can follow and engage the ministry as well.
Yes,
with the ministry as well. So please go to the Facebook page and like the page. You can also listen to the recordings of the broadcast and go over the prayers and the declarations over and over, decreeing and declaring things, the declarations that went forth today from Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. We will post those on the page so you can just continue to meditate in those and keep confessing them throughout 2019. Amen. So again, we just thank you for tuning in to the broadcast, and always remember, God favors you, and because God favors you, his favor goes before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And because his favor goes out and surrounds you as with a shield, laws change, rules change, guidelines change, situations change, decisions change, outlooks change, all in your favor because God favors you. Amen. So we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for joining the broadcast. We are praying that you have a wonderful and amazing 2019, that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, that God will increase your capacity to receive from him. He will enlarge your coast, and he will keep evil away from you. In the name of Jesus, again, thank you, and we will see you next Saturday at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And until then, God bless you, God keep you, and again, we love you. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church.